Welcome, my child. Forgive me for bringing you here so suddenly. I had to choose a time where our meeting wouldn't be noticed. Shh. There's no need to fear. You're not dead. It's okay. You're in a space of my own creation. I designed it to look like your average concept of heaven for thematic reasons. Does it make you uncomfortable? No, don't worry. Everything's okay. Shh, it's okay. Shh, don't worry. Don't fear. No, it's okay. Everything's okay. Please, just take a seat anywhere. You're not in trouble. Everything's going to be, I'll explain everything. So just take a seat. These clouds will hold your weight and they'll adjust to support your body comfortably. You can recline, lie down if you want. Do whatever is more comfortable for you. I know you're wondering why you're here, but first, please allow me to explain who I am. My name is Inteda. I'm what you might call a goddess. I've gone by many names. I'm not sure it's the most accurate name for what we are, but I suppose a proper explanation would take a very long time. And it would break more than a few of our laws and principles. Suffice it to say that I am an immortal being with a great deal of power on a higher plane of existence. And I am not the only one of my kind either. We number in the hundreds and have had a great deal of influence over many worlds across your dimension. Now, as to why I brought you here, this may be a little difficult to accept, frustrating even, but I ask you to listen patiently and with an open and clear mind. Hopefully, everything will make sense by the end. You and others are part of what you might call a game, a playing piece among us gods. No. Please, just listen to my explanation first. I think you'll find that it's not quite as bad as it first sounds. Games such as these are very popular among my kind. With all the power at our disposal, there's not much else to do aside from compete against each other. In the past, these games have often been quite destructive. Not all of us consider mortal lives to have much worth, unfortunately. Many change the course of mortal history for their own purpose. Some of the more extreme games would leave entire worlds ruined. In the interest of preserving worlds and treating mortals with care, we finally came to an agreement about these games. Nowadays, all of our games have a few rules in common, including bans on causing harm or misfortune to those like yourself, or taking direct control of them. At least, that's how it's supposed to be. The game you are involved in is supposed to be one that's perfectly harmless in every way to everyone involved. In fact, it should, in theory, be beneficial. Each god or goddess chooses a mortal to watch over from birth. Yes, a bit like your guardian angel, mythos. We each get certain moves to make at certain various points in your lives, and the goal is to have the mortal we choose become the most successful and fortunate of the group by the end of your life. It's a good game, full of suspense and requiring a great deal of cleverness and skill. We can't know exactly how a mortal might react to our moves, whether they'll take the opportunities provided for them. You might have already guessed this, but you are the mortal I chose, personally. The circumstances of your birth led me to believe that you have a great deal of potential. In a sense, you are my playing piece. Unfortunately, you likely have noticed that you have recently encountered a streak of bad luck. I have reason to believe that one of my opponents is behind it. No, you're correct. We are forbidden from causing such misfortune in all games, and especially this one. Players are only allowed to make moves that affect their own pieces. My opponents are cheating, and unfortunately, they are very good at it. I haven't been able to prove that they are behind this, although I am positive they are responsible. It is my intention to counteract their efforts. Strictly speaking, I am cheating right now as well by bringing you here. I will accept being disqualified if it means you won't be treated unfairly anymore. But I believe that I can get away with it and continue to support you throughout your life. Well, first I wanted to bolster your confidence a bit. It seems that you believe that all this bad luck is somehow your fault, and it's affecting your ability to handle each new obstacle in your life. Let me assure you, these things are not your fault. No mortal can choose which hardships come their way. There are many things in your life that are simply not under your control, and that is perfectly normal. I have watched over many, many mortals, and they have all had to face their own hardships. You would be surprised, I think, to learn how many others there are that go through the things you do. Even if any of those problems were your fault, there could only be one way forward: to forgive yourself and move forward. The mortal mind can be a strange thing, dwelling on things that cannot be changed. You must learn to push away such thoughts. Decide what you would have done differently, and you can leave the past behind you. I also want to reassure you about your own accomplishments. Having told you that I have been blessing you with good fortune, I fear you may have gotten the impression that you aren't the cause for your own success. This could not be farther from the truth. One of the game's most important rules is that We cannot force success on our peace. We may only provide opportunities for them to capitalize on. This means that victory is largely dependent on that first initial choice. You have been provided with many good opportunities in your life that have helped you along. You may have been fortunate enough to be provided with them, but it is only because you recognized and used them correctly that you are where you are now. Everyone can receive good fortune in their life. It is nothing to be ashamed of, nor does it mean that you aren't fully, truly successful. Your victories are your own. Now, let me instruct you a bit on what will be happening in the future. I'm afraid that I cannot prevent the interloper from interfering in your life, at least not right away. They will still be sneaking around, trying to make things difficult for you. I am going to do my best to expose them, but it will take time. In the meantime, I hope that you can take what I've told you to heart. You are one of the most resilient mortals I have ever encountered, and I believe that you can handle their tricks. They are fortunately limited in what they can do without being discovered, so don't fear. You will not be presented with more challenges than you are able to handle. It is also worth noting that there is a reason they are targeting you. Of all the pieces on the board, you have the greatest potential. You are capable and hardworking. Fear not. As soon as I expose that cheater, I will request extra blessings for you to compensate for the unfairness you have had to deal with. I also have one more thing for you. Do you see this pendant? I'm a bit of an artificer at times, and I made this artifact especially for you. Anytime you are feeling particularly overwhelmed, put it on. It will alter fate, making it difficult for bad fortune to affect you. But take care. The longer you wear it, the less effective it will become. You will have to let it recharge for a while to reach full power again. It would be best to save it for especially difficult moments in your life. No need to fear. The other players will notice it, but it makes no difference. It only turns away bad fortune inflicted by one of my kind. Nobody will dare object to you having it, because that will imply that they are cheating. Now, unfortunately, I'm afraid that our time together is growing short. I have to have you back home fairly soon. But please, remember everything that I have told you. You are a strong, promising mortal. The sort that one of us might have called to be a champion in the old days. You will make it through this. I am certain of it. I also want to tell you that I am very pleased with you. I'm happy that I chose you as my piece. You have never made me regret my choice. Not even once. I look forward to watching over you for the rest of your days. Granted, I remain in the game. Well, I'm honestly not certain whether we'll meet again. I'm pushing boundaries as it is, but I know that I would enjoy speaking to you again. If you truly need me again, I will find a way to make it work. I suppose you could always pray to me, if you like. I had my own religion once, long ago, on another world. I do miss that a little. I won't be able to reply back, but I will always be here to listen if you need to talk. I would wish you good fortune, but I don't have to wish. I will bring it your way. Take care, mortal. You are doing wonderfully.
Fortune smiles. Live your life. Let your dreams shine too. Let your best.